and Tammy in a real good meeting. Well, I'm going to kind of let everybody go out before I go. Okay. Hi, family. I'm Cheryl again, and I'm an addict. And our second speaker is, what's your name? And his topic is the good we do. Okay, got the time. I'm sorry. This is Bernard N, and he's from D.C. And not only that, he's my half partner. So that's why I say, who are you?
Good afternoon. My name is Bernard. I'm an addict. I'd like to thank the committee. I'd like to thank Narcotics Anonymous, the Fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous, and the program of Narcotics Anonymous. The fellowship, which has given me my new friends, which have become my old friends, and my old friends, which have become my new friends. The program, which has given me a new way of life, and the tools to live this new way of life. And the topic, when Sheree gave me the topic about the good we do, I thought about hypocrisy, not being humble, because in my using, the good that was in me from my upbringing was diminished. Like saying yes sir and no ma'am, not cursing, not stealing, not committing adultery, being responsible for my parent, my children, being responsible for myself. All that diminishes in my drug using. And upon coming in here, I didn't just come in here just to want to be clean. I came in here on a program, a methadone program. And I really didn't think I had to get off of meth because I wasn't shooting dope. Because that program gave me the opportunity to add some years to my work life, my job, it offered me a chance, you know, to go to work every day instead of missing 2 and 3 weeks at a time, or just going to work just to get enough money to car. Not enough money to pay the rent, not enough money to get a haircut, not enough money to buy me a new pair of jeans. None of that. Everything that I accumulated went into my arm and went into the cooker. And I came in here learning that this program offers all of us an opportunity to live, but by some principles, man, some spiritual principles that fits every area of my life. So I don't play the 50. I don't play myself out of pocket and say I'm gonna work my program or work this step on that thing and do this on that. I can't do anything by myself. I found that out also. I'm finding that out also. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing for me. And you know, looking at my story from then until now, you know, it's good that I can have hindsight to look from where I've come from and to where I'm at right now, and to give credit to the Creator, not nothing I've done, and to give credit to the Creator that I've seen a lot of my buddy friends pass. I've seen a lot of my buddy friends not make it to this point where I'm in a program, any kind of program, and I'm still here. So I don't play myself out of pocket, say I'm here because of, you know, because I don't, because I got X amount of years. That ain't even, then I'm cutting myself short. I'm here only by the grace of God and the program of Narcotics Anonymous. And the principles have kept me here. That the principles really showing me that it is some good in me. But you know, like that old saying, you don't let the left hand know what the right hand is doing. And if you do somebody good, if they find out, it's no good. So that's how I looked at that topic and say, if I've done anybody some good, I don't really want to know about it. I really don't know who I've done good. But this program emphasizes that each one teach one, each one help one. There's no big eyes, no little U's. So it ain't about going out, standing on the soapbox and putting a badge on and say, well, I'm a member of Narcotics Anonymous, and because I'm not using today, I have some information that can save you. It ain't gonna work like that. Because if you ain't willing, you can take a horse to the trough, and he ain't willing to drink, he gonna stand up there thirsty. Mm-hmm. But for me, they say, well, tie him to the trough and let him sit, stand out in the sun. Mm-hmm. He gonna take a drink. He gonna take a drink. So I'm learning, man, that my life is truly, truly changed upon coming to the program of Narcotics Anonymous and living by the principles of Narcotics Anonymous to the best of my ability, not to nobody else's ability. Not to say, man, that I don't make mistakes. I'm gonna say this, man. On our way down here, we was arguing. Because I wanted to leave. She told me we're gonna leave at 10 o'clock. So I'm looking at 10 o'clock for us to leave. We don't leave till 11:30, something 12.
No, we didn't. We left at 11 o'clock.
Okay, this is it. Then she say when she get home, I'm not gonna curse. She gonna tear my stuff up. Like go, that's what she gonna do with my stuff. So I said, you know what I said to her? I said, okay, I'm gonna tear your stuff. Then I said, no, I'm not gonna tear your stuff up. I said, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna tear your ass up. That's what I told her. Then we both burst out laughing, you know. Cause I ain't trying to do no stuff like. And then she keep on talking more. She can't fight, man. So I say you can't whoop me, Cheryl. You cannot whoop me. And we left it at that. But you know the program works. See, the program works in all areas of my life. Because she's still this is my personal cheerleader, you know, without the pom-poms and the short skirt, right?
That's right.
Because I'm kind of I don't want nobody else to see what I got, for real. I got to share my experience, strength, and hope, and I got to share my recovery, but I ain't trying to do that other thing.
Right.
I'm going to keep it real. Life has truly been good. You know, man, I'm learning that really I can't do anything without the Creator, for real, because this is a spiritual program, and most people don't want to, and I don't care about what most people don't want to talk about. This is what I feel within my heart, that He has given me another chance, man. He's given me another chance, not only just to live, man, but to prosper, and not to prosper with in terms of money and all that, man, but to prosper, man. Goodness gracious, that I can look back, man, and not think about longevity. I'll be 64 in September, God willing, man. God is good, for real. And this ain't none of my doing, man. I've had numerous near-death experiences, man, that I didn't know was near-death experiences when I was out there. And upon coming in here, you know, overdose is like a near-death experience. Everything stops, man. Everything stops. So it's a reason for, not only for me being, it's a reason for all of us being here, man. It's a reason for all of us. One brother was sharing in a meeting up. They said we put on an imaginary armband, which means that, man, each of us is capable of carrying the message of recovery. Each of us is capable of helping one another. But we got to get, and I'm going to keep putting it back on me, I got to get all the mess out the way so I can carry the message. And it ain't Bernard's message. It's the message of Narcotics Anonymous. It's a message that, man, that say we can give hope to one another, man. That we can give love to one another, whether we know them or not, man. Whether they know us or not. That's how this program. That's how this program works for me, man. I ain't looking for no allocations, no patting on the back, man. Because I know that, man, that God is truly, truly amazing, man. Yes. Truly amazing in my life. In my life, I've had some, and everything that has been taken from me has been replaced. Yes. See what I'm saying? It ain't coming back to me just the way that I wanted to come back, but it's coming back to me like he said, we took all that stuff from Job and mm-hmm. he gave it back to him tenfold. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about, the amazing power of the program of Narcotics Anonymous. And without the fellowship, it can't be no program. So both of them got to go hand in hand. So I already know, man, I can't pick and choose who's going to be my friend. I can't pick and choose who I'm going to share with. I can't pick and choose the topic, because this topic was picked for me, chosen for me. I can't pick and choose none of that. But I have to be with the capability of the Creator, I have to share my experience, strength, and hope, and that's all, man. And then, you know, like they said, one man plants, another man waters, but God gives the increase. So it ain't me, man. It ain't me. It's just me carrying a message, and don't worry about, you know, where the seed falls or who gets the message. Or if you don't use the day, how many times you relapse. That ain't none of my business. My business, because the literature says plainly, we can carry the message, but we can't carry the addict, man. Right. And you can pull me out quicker than I can pull you in.
Right.
It doesn't matter about that. You know, I got it's an affirmation that I say about this program and about the Creator. It says, of myself, I am nothing. But with God and the program of Narcotics Anonymous, the steps and the spiritual principle of Narcotics Anonymous, I am all life, love, wisdom, and power. And this day I go forth expressing them in my every thought, word, and action. And I can do this because they have given me of this that spirit. And I am filled, man, I am filled with praise and thanksgiving. Square business, man. That's how I feel. That's how I feel about my life today.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel about not a second chance, not another chance, mm-hmm. but a brand new chance to live.
Yeah.
A brand new chance to live, man. Things that I've never done before, like taking one day at a time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I ain't never heard of taking one day at a time when I was in the street.
Mm-hmm.
No, I ain't never heard of that. Because, you know, every day, even if I got a pocket full of money and I know where the connection at, I'm always worried about the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Always, and every single day is the same day.
Mm-hmm.
Every single day, whether I got money or not, every day is the same day. 24 hours a day, I'm searching. Oh, I'm thinking of doing some devious stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't come on my mother's womb with a hyper dope in my arm and a fifth of Wild Eyes Rose in my hand.
Right.
I acquired those habits, man. So that's what I'm talking about. The good, any good in me was mm-hmm. diminished because of my using. And I didn't know that until I came here. Where they said it's an inside job, Bernard, that in order to work on the inside, you need the tools on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
So I need a sponsor to guide me through this process, man. I need a sponsor to guide me through this process, not a sponsor that I can go and borrow money from, or I can get tell me where to get a good job, or tell me, man, if I go to him with a problem, he can fix the problem. There ain't none of that. If I can't fix the problem by myself, how can another person fix it? That's what I say, man, that the first step say that I got to surrender to all that stuff. Second step say I got to come, and I got to admit, man, that I'm powerless over all everything.
Mm-hmm.
Even now, I can't change her. So I want to, but I can't change her. But I can't change. I got that's where acceptance come in. I can't change her, man. Second step, man, is me coming to believe in something greater than myself that could. How you spell could? That could restore me to sanity. Not will restore me to sanity. So that means that I got to do some work, man. And my work is only trusting and believing, man, in the miracle that it is occurring, because I don't use a day, man. I don't advocate the use of drugs. I don't think about using. I don't say because I got X amount of years, man, I can take a blow. I can take a one-on-one. I don't think about none of that because I remember my story.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
My story is the greatest story ever told because it talks about burnout.
Mm-hmm.
Talks about me, not nobody else. So I ain't trying to put it up on no stage and no spotlight And because I'd be up on the stage with it. But I ain't trying to do that. I'm not trying to relive the past. This program tells me that I can't live. I can't play catch up. I can't relive the past. Right. The third step, man, is me turning my will and my life over to the care, man. I mean, there's somebody that really honors and truly cares for me just as I am. Turn over shoes, man, no money in your pocket, no job. Say, come to me just as you are, Jack, and I got something for you. I got something for you, man. I believe that, man. Because the sayings have transpired in my life, man. So they say you share your experience, strength, and hope. So I'm sharing my experience that man, if you buy into this program, or not buy into this program, because you ain't got to have no money, but if you believe, man, if you truly believe that this program can change, like they say, change us from what we were to what he wants us to be. That he is shape and mold, this program shapes and mold our principles, man, and our character. And to who I'm becoming, because it ain't over with yet. I don't say to who I have become, because I'm still here. And when I say I have become, then somebody saying a eulogy over me, man. It ain't that way yet. So, man, people say it a lot of times, man. I'm living the best that I've ever lived, man. Mm-hmm. I truly am, man. With or without a job, with or without money. That's what the 11 steps say. With or without a job, with or without a woman. But I ain't trying to give you up, though. But with or without a job, with or without a woman, man. With or without a place to stay, man. So all I got to do, I heard Tammy say, all I got to do is remember, man, when I came in here with nothing. So why should I think about that I got to have something to survive, man? And this is a program not of surviving, not of existing, because that's what I was doing in out there. I was just existing, man. Yeah. This is a program of living, man. So, and it gives me the tools to live life on life terms. So what if I don't get a job? So what if I get laid off? And I'm retired. I don't work nowhere.
What?
And I ain't trying to work. Square business. I ain't trying. I say that. I don't say that boasting, man. I say that because of the grace of the Creator, man, that has given me this gift, man. Square business. I'm a Vietnam veteran, and I'm a disabled Vietnam veteran, and I come from a place, man, where we're using, and I know all of us can identify with using, man. Was most important to me, man. I thought it was most important to me. I thought that I had to get high about everything. And I adopted the saying, you know, that it was on the street, man. I ain't never gonna be ill. Mm-hmm. I ain't never gonna, you know, never catch me with my eyes running and a lot of times it did, my stomach flipping. So if my stomach flipping today, or my eyes is running, my stomach flipping, maybe I need some Rolaids or something, you know? Maybe I got a cinder in my eye, you know. So I don't play myself out of pocket, man. And I'm not going to let nobody else play me out of pocket. I know that the Creator has given us a blessed program so that we can help one another. We can be of good to one another. And not to do good, man, and to expect something in return, man. But to do good, man, and keep on moving, man. Keep it moving. To keep it moving. Like the same, man. My mom used to say, don't let the left hand, I understand when don't let the left hand know what the right hand is doing that. So, but she was telling me that about your money and your business and stuff. Don't let nobody else know your business and stuff. But this program say, man, I ain't got no business. Mm-hmm. I ain't never had no business. Never. This is truly a new way of life, man. This is truly a gift for all of us, man.
Yeah, it is.
But I personalize it. This is truly a gift for me, man. Goodness gracious, man. Goodness gracious. That I can feel, man, touch, and see. And, you know, that word is really the definition of empathy, where you can feel time and touch, think. That's the definition. Well, I can understand just what you're talking about, and I don't even have to know your name. Mm-hmm. I don't even have to know where you come from. I don't even have to know where you grew up at. Mm-hmm. But if you're talking about the pain that I felt, and if you're talking about the hope, man, that this program offers, man, goodness gracious. Yeah, I can feel that. Mm-hmm. I can feel it because I'm living that way today, man. And it's only through the principles of Narcotics Anonymous and the Creator, man, and the fellowship. And the fellowship. I say both of them go hand in hand. But the Creator's on top, man. the creator's on that for me anyway. I can't do it without him. Mm-hmm. I already know it. I couldn't do any good without the creator. I couldn't do any good if I didn't change my behavior, my attitudes, and my values. Because I got the same thing, practicing the same way I came in here, or before I came in here, then I might as well be on the corner or in the oil jump. Mm-hmm. With the same behavior, the same attitude, and the same values, this program gives a new way of life, and then it gives us some new tools to work a new way of life to change everything about me, man. Every single thing. The way you walk, the way you talk, the way you think, man. Goodness gracious, man. I no longer want to be, known by everybody. I no longer want to be in the middle of everything. And in my existence, I wasn't in the middle of that either, you know? Because, you know, if you're known like that, then the police and the warrant squad pick you up. So I don't want nobody to know who I was for real. And I feel that way today, man. I want to live, man, and I want to know. Not I want to know, but I want to help somebody, man. They told me when I first came, with no strings attached, man. Mm-hmm. I want to know, man, that the seed I plant, not know that the seed I plant is growing in you, but I want it to grow in you so you can pass it on to somebody else, man. And so that person can pass it on to somebody else, and that person can pass it on to somebody else. That's what conventions are for. That's what meetings are for. That's what the fellowship is about. About us growing and helping one another, man. So, is my time up?
Just keep going until I tell you stop.
I ain't in charge, so I gotta take that kind of stuff. But it really that ain't bad. Cause see, if I keep it on that side, then everything will be all right. Even though we was arguing all the way up here, everything will be all right. I already know that. Man, God has truly been good to me, and I know that a lot of us or a lot of you all can attest to the fact, man, not to the theory, but to the fact that the program of Narcotics Anonymous works, man. Just by your own story, just by looking at somebody say, man, when you look in the mirror, don't have other people behind you, but look in the mirror so you can only see the reflection of yourself. And look in the mirror so you and get the tools so you can go inside and try to see the creator in everybody that you meet, man. Mm-hmm. Try to see God in everybody that you meet.
Yeah.
So in order to do that, I got to work the principles. I got to do some reading of one book and another book. And then not only the reading, because what's the use of having the information if I don't share it, man? What's the use of having a whole lot of information like a library if you ain't going to give the information to somebody else, or you ain't going to stay open after closing hours? Mm-hmm. Like literature say, man, be able to stay on the phone, you know, one extra minute. Mm-hmm. Talk to a newcomer, man, one extra minute. Even though you want to watch a football game or you ain't ate and you're hungry, put the food to the side, man. I've learned, man, in here that I can be last and be first.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious, man. I can go to a place where everybody is eating and the table is full of food, and I ain't got to bust in front of nobody. I ain't got to worry about if I'm going to get some fried chicken or nothing. All I got to do is stand in line. All I got to do is stand in position and don't move. Like they said, when you first came in, don't leave 5 minutes before the mirror. Yeah, that's for real. Don't leave 5 minutes for the mirror. This joint is a smorgasbord, man. You can eat as much as you want. You can talk as much as you want. You can talk about what you want to talk about for a little bit of time. For a little bit of time. Now somebody gonna say something about that, man. This is a good way of life, man. Like Tammy was saying, where you can come in here and laugh and feel good about what you laughing at. And then you could, and then they said, I was reading something today, said something about it was something about the first a man, something about a man having No, you grew up the first day that you can have the first laugh, the real first laugh at yourself. Mm. At yourself. Truly, man, I understand that, man. I don't feel bad about, I had a little bit of remorse about the things that I have done in my active addiction. But the program, again, man, gives me a chance to work the fourth step, the fifth step, the sixth step, the seventh step. It don't eradicate nothing, but it makes me aware of what I've done. It makes me aware that I can do better. It makes me aware that I can do better, man. Goodness gracious. If I got the opportunity, man, to right the wrong, some of the wrongs that I've done, and not think it's all on me, man, not think it's all on me, that I ain't hurt nobody but me. They weren't, nobody with me was in the oil joint. Nobody with me was getting shied at. Nobody with me was getting locked up. Man, I hurt a lot of people, man. I hurt a lot of people, man. Some of them I can't make restitution to because they're gone. Because they're gone. But God is a forgiving God.
Yes,
Lord, Lord, Lord. So, I don't have any remorse about the things that I've done because I've given the opportunity to change the way that I live today. I don't do the same things. I don't talk the same way. I don't walk the same way. I don't think the same way. I like to my clothes to coordinate, but I ain't got to be fly. I ain't got to be fly. That's what I want. That's when I was a teenager in junior high school. I wanted to be fly, man.
What?
Yeah, I wanted to be fly. But.
Well, you on that, Daddy.
Drugs took over, man. Goodness gracious. And so fast, man. So this is a program that we have to be vigilant, man. Always on watch, man. Always on watch for this thing here. Because this is the only disease that'll tell you the sun is shining. I got a partner that say this all the time. Tell you the sun is shining, but behind you is a thunderstorm. And don't want you to see the thunderstorm. Thank you, darling. See, I know it's going to be all right now. I know it's going to be all right. I like to thank the program of Narcotics Anonymous, because it's about the program and the fellowship for giving me an opportunity, man, an opportunity to share my experience, strength, and hope. I'd like to thank you all, man, for your patience and your tolerance, man, because that's what takes it for all of us to sit still in the room. New things that I never had in the street. Now, I ain't never had no patience, no tolerance, none of that stuff. This program affords us a new way of everything, man. So I want it all. I don't want half. I don't need a half partner. I don't need nobody. I don't need a person to tell me where it's at because I know where it's at. I ain't got to ask nobody where it's at. I know where it's at. So that's why I keep coming back, man, because it gives me this. I know where I can get high today and don't cost a dime. And I don't lose my character, man. And I don't lose my spirit, man. Goodness gracious, I don't lose my spirit. Because I admit, man, that I'm an addict. Because I admit, man, that I've done some things that could baffle somebody else. And then when I talk about the things I've done, you share right behind me and say, Jack, I've been right there. So I ain't in this by myself. I ain't in this by myself. So again, thank y'all, man, for letting me share, and thank the committee. Yeah.